This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When the weather changed, like 3 months ago, I think if I remember well, there was a possibility of a tornado or whatever, right? We were muhtadun. It was a test. It's a severe weather, right? We were muhtadun, we were guided. We have practiced sabr and salah, and we are with Allah. So when the test comes in, I wouldn't say I'm ready, but my response will be the way that Allah wants me. So take home message, especially from this. We all will be tested. This dunya, هذه دار ابتلاء. That's how they call it. This dunya, دار ابتلاء. This life is a place of a test, and the test in two ways. Because I don't want you to keep thinking, test is bad. So if I'm healthy, I'm not tested. If I am sick, I'm not tested. Both. What does that mean? When you are healthy, alhamdulillah, all of us now, right? Meaning, I can see, I can think, right? I can walk. Doesn't matter what else, but at least the major ones. I am tested. What are you doing with this health? And when I am sick, I can't do what the healthy people do. I am tested how I'm going to respond. So the test is different. Like when you have two desserts, they're all desserts. But one is this, one is that. And one people like and one people doesn't like. But in both ways, what does Allah want from me? When I'm eating dessert, he wants me to be grateful. When I am being tested, I have everything, I'm tested. I don't have anything, I am tested. The response needs to be the same. Question for everybody. May Allah not test us the same way. Which one is better? Us in the sight of Allah. Us or the people of Gaza? I want to hear it. I'm sorry? Why? Okay, so the people of Gaza. Why? I'm sorry? No, Habibati. This is what I wanted to change. Don't you think their test is worse than us? No. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ. You will be asked about the luxury. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You know what's a na'im? The luxury? You think the luxury is a home on the beach? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, the na'im, the drink of a cold water when you are thirsty. The sip of a cold water when you are thirsty. This is na'im. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be asked about that. So which one is better? Which one in the sight of Allah, responding to a test? The test of Gaza is tough externally, and our test is not tough externally. But it's both tests, and he's waiting for the response, right? Which one? Which one is tougher? Which one failed? And which one did not fail? One person, raise your hand. Yes, Maryam. I can't hear you. It's not about taqwa here. It's about response. Here about action. Here about action. Of course it's taqwa if I'm thinking of Allah. Right? Which one is better? Our test is better?
Because we have so many distractions at the moment that we can get ourselves occupied and forget Allah very easily. But if we keep steadfast still,
If are we focused again? Because the goal of this, maybe it's going to be next week and the week after, is not only to feel for the people of Gaza, because this is taken. What did I learn? Why did Allah brought this to my life, and I'm living it day by day? Now, we used to live it through the social media. Now we are living it through people going and coming back. And they saw and they share. What does he want from me? That's the most important thing, right? Now, what I need to do is the following. Identify your test. And the test, again, is not negative always. What test you are going? Test of health? Test of wealth? Test of beauty? Test of children? Test of a good spouse? Test of education? Test of religion? Test of being religious? Test of being hafiz of the Quran? These are all tests. How do you respond? How do you respond? If I am going to respond in a way not pleasing to Allah, I failed it. So if I am busy collecting and enjoying all the time, doesn't mean don't enjoy. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share from dunya. The people said to Qarun, multi-millionaire, billionaire, don't forget your share from dunya. But number one, what Allah gave you, us, وَبْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. One question, all this, where is akhirah in your daily life? Healthy, alhamdulillah, you have everything. Doesn't matter, you have a one-bedroom apartment or you have a house. You have a roof, as the, I still remember that surgeon who looked at me and says, oh, we're living in Paris. And here I am, living in Paris. Half a room, the half is full with furniture, the other one only for her, the son sleeps outside. And the bathroom, don't ask me how many people are using it. And she read the face, me and Dr. Hina with me. And she said, if you only saw where we were, at least there is no bombing on our head. So when Allah lanabluwannakum, we are all tested. How are you responding? How are you responding? And don't you think, and this is to everybody, myself number one, when Allah keep giving us, that means we're okay. Or Allah loves me. By the way, the sign of love of Allah is never dunya. Otherwise, He would have given it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? وَإِنَّمَا نَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّ. Allah said it in Surah Maryam. We'll give them more time. Let them collect more sins. So here I am, when I see this clips coming from Gaza, right? And somebody says, Alhamdulillah, and they're dead in front of them. Or the whole house is destroyed. You've seen that very famous clip in the beginning. It says, Alhamdulillah. Now his response, son's response, is exactly what Allah wants. Now when I have a house, and I don't have, and I'm not living in a war, and I have no issues, and I look around and I see beautiful everything around me, what is my response? Is it Alhamdulillah, the way pleases him, or Alhamdulillah, tip of the tongue? Did you see my point? Because that's how we learned. The other one, and I'm probably going to end up here, is when Allah said again, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Why, Ya Rabbi? This is in Surah Muhammad, all the way at the end. Why? حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين ونبلو أخباركم. Loves me? No. Why I'm tested? Allah doesn't love me. It has nothing to do with love. Has nothing to do with love. Because there's nobody Allah loves more than the prophets, right? Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Ibrahim, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Who was tested more? But Allah says, لنبلونكم. We will test you. So we know who those will struggle for the sake of Allah. And don't think again of struggle the harsh way. You know what's the biggest struggle? When you're the only woman who wears hijab in your school. When you are the only woman who dress properly in the middle of everybody in August because it is hot and you still cover. You are struggling when everybody around you looks different, tells you you are, what are you doing to yourself, and you're steadfast. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Now I am struggling, and I need a lot of patience to stay on the straight path. And I, in the midst of everything I was seeing, I was like, what is the big deal for the woman in Gaza to wear hijab? Everybody is wearing hijab. Everybody. But come here. Come here, whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim, you are a minority, let alone a minority among minority. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We are all tested In adversity, we are tested, and in prosperity, we are tested. The question is, how are you responding? So remember this. Anytime now, I hope when now you're seeing the scenes that's still coming from Gaza, now you start to reflect on yourself. Not only them, and praise them, and make dua, and do everything we need to do, but the most important thing, I cannot face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He made me live this for 6 months now, and Allah knows how long it will take. And then I learned nothing, and I changed nothing. Then I have a problem. Then please forgive me, my faith is fake. I'm talking about the real connection. I'm not talking about being Muslim. No, alhamdulillah. But by being the real Muslim, faithful believer that Allah wants, if nothing changed, same, then I have a problem. Then all this in front of me did not change me. SubhanAllah, He will look and says, what else I'll do to you people? That's why another concept in the Quran kept coming to me and says, Siru fil ard. Qul siru fil ard. Walk on this earth. Fanduru, see. What does it mean, see? See. See. And He put many things after. كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين, كيف, many things. So you, when you see this for the last 6 months, and you are not walking physically in earth, but you're seeing it. It's coming to us within a second, right? As if I traveled and then came back. And فانظر, see. What did you learn? These are all questions. I'm throwing it to everybody because that's how we need to react. What did you learn? What did it change in you, if anything? And if it didn't change anything, ya waydi, I say this to myself. Woe on me. And again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but we need to really learn and wake up so we are ready. We are ready. If Allah tests us, may Allah not. But if He wants, kun fayakun, we are ready, are prepared and ready. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who listen to the word of admonition and, ya Rabbi, benefit and help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us the way that He is testing them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us in any way that we are not able to use this test to get to Jannah and to get close to Him.